I'm Donna.
And I'm Bruce. And this is Lyrical Wisdom.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Lyrical Wisdom, where we dive into song lyrics and offer heart-based wisdom through our interpretations. If you enjoy what you're hearing, don't forget, you can catch every episode of Lyrical Wisdom on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and more.
You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Lyrical Wisdom Show. Do you have a song you'd like to hear us shed some light on? You can email us requests, questions, comments to lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. That's lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on a YouTube video. We'd really love to hear from you. And all requests get an episode and a shout out.
So join us every Tuesday and Friday as we dig deep and deliver our wisdom. And thank you for sharing, liking, and subscribing to
Lyrical Wisdom.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Donna.
Bruce, please tell me, what kind of day is it?
Oh my goodness, thank you. It's another day in paradise.
Yay! I just wanted to hear that.
Aww.
I really did.
I love to say it. I love these mornings.
Yeah, I do too. And I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes.
To allow us to share a little of our wisdom
thank
through
you.
Lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for sharing our, well, thank you for being here for us to share wisdom with, because otherwise we'd be talking to a microphone.
That's true, but each other. We have a beautiful song today.
Very beautiful song.
And it's very synchronistic.
It is.
It is, only in that we both were thinking about this song without even realizing that we both were thinking about this song.
That is very true. And that was the funniest thing, because the one song that we've done before, the I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, We have done this song before, and for some reason, when I was singing that song in my head after we did that show, This song that we're going to do started to come up.
Wow.
And I started to hear it bouncing around in my eardrums, and I love that.
And me too. So lo and behold, now you all get to have this song stuck in your head for a little while.
I love it.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Yes, this is Sing by The Carpenters, or just Carpenters?
The Carpenters, yeah.
Excellent.
Well, I mean, Carpenters. The Carpenters.
Yes.
Oh, I love this group.
Me too.
Yeah. An oldie but goodie.
An oldie but goodie, yeah. Sing by The Carpenters. Sing. Sing a song. Sing out loud. Sing out strong. Sing of good things, not bad. Sing of happy, not sad. Sing. Sing a song. Make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing. Sing a song. Sing. Sing a song. Let the world sing along. Sing of love there could be. Sing for you and for me. Sing. Sing a song. Make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing. Sing a song. Just sing. Sing a song.
There is so much beauty in the simplicity of this song.
Yes, I can't tell you. It makes me laugh. That was really fun.
It is short and sweet.
It is just so...
beautiful.
Oh my gosh. And I keep thinking, don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Yeah.
I know.
I just can't help it. I had to sing that part, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to do this for you all.
Yeah.
This song has been stuck in my head because of the realization that we are music, that every cell within our body is light, sound, and vibration.
Yes.
And that is what we're here to do. We're
Absolutely.
Here to sing.
Yes.
And by singing, I mean living.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. There was once in my life where I read an article that said that when you flex a muscle, every single individual muscle in the human body has a note that it actually makes.
Wow.
So that to me was a sign that I needed to be involved with music in a way that is much more profound than just simply playing music, because I love to do that already. But I love that of which that we're talking about is that we are music. We are vibration. We are sound. We are light. And these things come together and they make us who we are.
And it creates a beautiful harmony.
Yes.
Because each of us are a different note.
Yes.
We get to sing our own song.
Yes.
And who cares if it's not good enough for anyone else to hear?
Yeah.
As long as you're singing your song,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. It was, you know, some of you out there might remember the movie Elf. And in that movie, Elf just starts singing and he starts really belting out a song. And I say it as if the character is real, because in this case, I'm going to use this example as that was a real moment where somebody just started, I'm singing a song. You know, they just started letting it out there, because that's how we should all feel. Mm. We should not be afraid. Don't worry if it's not good enough for anyone else to hear.
Right.
Sing your song, because maybe your song is not with words or that sound. It is with your actions.
Mm.
And that...
Well, if every muscle has a note...
Exactly.
Then yes, yeah. Yes. Just by walking and placing your feet upon the earth,
yes.
You are singing. So, sing.
Yes.
And sing a song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just right there, the very first words of these
yeah.
lyrics. Sing a song. Sing out loud.
Yes.
Sing out strong. I love that, because it is saying don't be shy. Don't
yeah.
hold back. Be who you are, even in those moments of perhaps despair
yes.
or anger. It's okay that those emotions are coming through. Allow them to move through.
Don't hold them.
Don't hold them and press them on other people.
Yeah.
In other words, just belt it out and let it go.
Yes, because that makes our bodies feel so much better. If we keep that inside of ourselves, that is not a good way to bottle up that stress and that frustration. And I agree, that sing out loud and sing out strong, because that is releasing fear. And it's letting go of fear. It's an acknowledgement that we don't have to be afraid.
Right, right. And strong is, to me, confidence in who you are.
That's a word that just came into my mind right before you said that.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's being, you know, knowing and loving the you that you are.
Yes.
And being able to sing that note. And the funny thing is what I'm hearing now or whatever is that it doesn't have to be like in tune.
No.
You know how some people say, I can't sing. I'm one of those people who say, I can't sing, but yet I am singing.
Yeah.
I'm singing my song.
Yes. With every action and everything you do.
Right.
Absolutely. And
right.
And sing of good things, not bad. Sing of happy, not sad. I truly believe that that is an acknowledgement that really you're always going to be singing of good things and you're always going to be singing of happy if you sing your song and if you trust and believe that and sing out loud and sing out strong, mm-hmm. it, you can always have a song of good things. You can always have a song of happy.
And for me, it's the voice, Bruce.
Yes.
Like right now, we are singing.
Yes.
Even
yes.
though people would say we're speaking
yes. yes.
or we're talking, it is a song.
Yes.
Because our voices are, they're imprinted with our own frequency. So in every word we speak, in actuality, we are singing.
We have to be, absolutely. It is always a song. And I think, yeah, I think it's really interesting that they start with the sing of good things, not bad, sing of happy, not sad, because I think that in a way that is also the acknowledgement that when we feel like we're in despair, mm-hmm. as we just spoke about, those moments can make us feel like we are stuck in that place, mm-hmm. and we're not. We can sing.
Right. And I believe, I know through my experience that when those things are presented in the outer world that may seem bad or that we label as bad, mm-hmm. are when we focus upon them, they become part of us.
Yes.
And therefore we cannot escape the bad or the
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, yeah.
And therefore, I feel like the Carpenters are giving us a beautiful instruction
yes.
on how to live with more joy and happiness and peace in your life.
Absolutely.
In other words, when there are bad things, if you like dwell upon the bad mm-hmm. and keep talking about how bad everything is, mm-hmm. everything's going to continue being bad.
We saturate ourselves.
Because that's
ourselves.
What we
yes.
are
yeah.
in this energy being that we are. We create what we emanate.
Yes.
And therefore, if we, you know, concentrate on the bad, then the bad will continue to be around us.
That's
Who
right.
was it? Wayne Dyer? I think we've spoke about this
yes.
before.
Absolutely.
If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change.
And that is so true. It's
right.
It is. I believe we end up saturating ourselves in those things. And that's why I think that when they say, sing of good things, not bad, sing of happy, not sad, it isn't some sort of toxic positivity. It is really a way of saying you can transmute that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You can change that moment into something that is good.
Yeah.
You can change that thing into something that is happy. Because if we change the way we look at that thing, then
right.
that thing will change.
Right.
And it's really important to remember that, because there are so many things out there that are trying to keep you thinking about mm-hmm. the things that
dwelling
are dwelling
yes. in that negativity, we'll
yes.
call it.
Yeah, saturating us with the opportunity mm-hmm. and also giving us that opportunity to fall into that negative quicksand.
And it causes discourse in the physical being.
Oh, yeah.
Which then calls in dis-ease.
And that's what what is funny is, I love how you just said calls in.
Yeah.
Because think about that. If you dwell on those things, that means you're calling in the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the part when, you know, we lose, I believe, the control that we have is when we get saturated in that negativity, and then that's what we're calling in. It becomes a cycle of mm-hmm. just constant.
A spiral.
Yeah. And then yeah. We lose control over what we truly can change and transmute. And so sing a song. I love this line. Make it simple to last your whole life long.
Yeah.
Which is what we are partaking in every time we come and do our show with you listening. This is a part of, I believe, the way we sing our song, and we make it simple to last our whole life long
mm-hmm.
is right here, right now.
Yeah, yeah. That is so true. And we're not saying that these negative things don't happen, because they do.
They do.
And the the beautiful thing is to realize that we have the opportunity to transmute them.
We do.
To just be able to sing a simple song.
Absolutely.
I keep seeing this vision, Bruce, I have to say this, of somebody with a hammer and they're hammering a nail and they accidentally hit their thumb.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You can go two places. You can just start cussing at the world,
yeah.
You know, because yeah. It hurts and the pain gets deeper and all.
Mm-hmm.
And but I see someone just going, and the pain just transmuting through their body, like
yeah.
It's gone.
It is something I've experienced, because I've actually experienced both of those. I've hit my thumb and I started cursing the world and why do you create these moments for me? This is happening to me, you know, those things that we think.
Yeah.
And actually, I was just thinking of somebody that a lot of us are familiar with, not just Dr. Wayne Dyer, but also Dr. Joe Dispenza, and learning about his story where he's riding his bike happily and then he gets hit by a truck.
Yeah.
And in order for him to respond to that trauma, he had to, and in the way that he so successfully did, he had to sing his song.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to sing it in a way that made it simple to last his whole life long. Because look at him now.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe the diagnosis he received. It's amazing what we can actually do if we don't worry that it's not good enough for mm-hmm. anyone else to hear. And we just sing our song.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, and like the carpenters keep saying,
oh my gosh,
it doesn't have to be something big and extravagant, and you don't have to sing it to the world.
No.
It just needs to be you.
That's right.
Simple.
Yeah.
And happy.
And
I think that is a key to be able to transmute everything, even in the face of negativity, of danger, there is another side to that.
There is another side to that.
There's always, you know, a rainbow after a storm, you
yes.
know,
yeah.
a downhill after the hill,
yeah.
you know, there is a beauty on the other side of things when
oh.
we allow it.
Oh, truly. And I would say that, you know, there is a portion moving forward in this that I love, but I would also say that if you think of the story of Nelson Mandela, if you think of the story of Gandhi, we can think of things that have, you know, are examples of what humans have endured.
Mm-hmm.
And you could think, wow, that was such a negative choice for them to take, to put them through themselves through being imprisoned and to put themselves through these fasting
mm-hmm.
for a real reason to try to make change. And those were sometimes a bit of a choice, but they also created such a beautiful song from these people.
Mm.
It created such a beautiful song. They were able to utilize exactly what we're saying here. And of course, I wouldn't wish that somebody would be in prison for them to create a beautiful song for the world to know and feel and sense and be able to acknowledge. But just think about what the capability of the human soul
Mm-hmm.
has
mm-hmm.
in these moments of transmuting these experiences so that they can be their song. And that
right.
is what they are. Because sing a song, let the world sing along.
Yeah.
I love that part, because if we all collectively sing a song of love together and synchronize and harmonize together, we can sing of love. There could be sing for you and for me, just like the song says. If
right.
we all collectively sing the song of beauty and love and happiness, it will be.
Yeah.
It will be.
Yeah. It's so difficult to really, but this is where we're at. And I know that there are many that are, I'm sure, yeah, you can sing that because you're not in the middle of a war, you know. Yes, you can say that because you're not, you know, hungry, you know, looking for food, you know. Yes, you can say that because There are so many of those instances around, and we do acknowledge that, and we do love that part of us.
Yes.
Because we are all one.
Yes.
And we know that those are there to remind us that we do have to come together as one.
Yes, we do have to come together as one and believe that our song can make change.
Right, that's the key, because everything outside of us is an extension of what is within us.
Yes.
And if every individual, could you imagine that, Bruce? I'm imagining it and it just blows my mind. That if all of us sat and we started singing a song, and let the world sing along, we sang of love that there could be, and we sang it for you and me.
Yes.
Could you just imagine for a moment what would happen?
The immense change, the incredible transformation would be unbelievable.
There would be no hunger. There would be no war. Because we would all just accept each other for who we are and where we are, and want to share our food and want to share our land and want to share our love with each other.
Absolutely.
It's really powerful when you think of it.
And yes, if we could all dream together, if we could all like have that moment of focus, because if all of our intentions were focused all at the same time, there's another way of phrasing it, using the words that a lot of us can identify with is intention, and using our intention and then focusing that intention together worldwide, you're right.
It's incredible to think about it, really.
It is.
And you know, science has proven this.
Yes.
Time and time again. Yes. Joe Dispenza.
Yes.
It's quantum entanglement.
Yes.
You know, we are all connected.
We are. And there's so many different studies. There's one that I was looking into that talks about students who show up late to an exam, and they, on average, will, once they join the group that is already immersed in taking that exam, they actually do better, because the resonance of everybody's concentration and their consciousness becomes something that becomes shared. And the person that comes into that is actually going to do better on the test, because they are able to actually connect with that. And it's how it was proven is with the New York Times crossword puzzle. People would receive the crossword puzzle in the morning and look at it and think, I can't answer any of these questions. Well, everybody that looks at that, by the end of the day, when they come back to that crossword puzzle, they're able to solve more questions and more of the puzzle. And it's because of that resonance. And I forgot what the first word goes with that, but there's a resonance that it builds throughout our collective consciousness. And then we all can actually utilize that.
Yeah.
And so that was one thing that I've told students that I teach, that, you know, why don't we try that as an experiment? Just try to show up late if you can. Show up late for a test if you can. I don't know if that's a great recommendation, but see how that helps. You know, see if that affects that. There are many people that believe that collective consciousness and that resonance, we would be able to take advantage of that, because we already do.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, we already do.
We already do, yeah.
It. Yes, that is so true. So true.
So sing a song and make it simple to last your whole life long. And, you know, as we've been saying, don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear.
Just sing.
Just sing.
Just sing.
Sing a song.
Yeah. I love this. I love this. And, you know, we, Bruce, have proven that quantum entanglement, in that when I presented with you this morning that, you know, this song's been in my head, and you said,
yes.
Oh my gosh, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is a perfect example of universal resonance.
Absolutely.
Generally refers to a phenomenon where an event, concept, or feeling evokes a strong and shared emotional response in a large group of people, often across cultures and time. Thank you, Allison.
Wow, yeah. Our wonderful sound engineer
and tech guru.
Yeah.
It suggests a deeper connection and universal truth that transcends individual experiences.
Absolutely.
I mean, they have so much evidence of this. Remember the monkeys?
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, they didn't know how to open coconuts or whatever. And this one group on this island discovered that if they bang it against a rock, you know, they could open it. And then across the world, all of a sudden, all the monkeys are beginning to open their coconuts by banging them on rocks.
And it helps us understand why we have pyramids on every continent.
True.
You know?
Very true.
The Sing was originally written by Joe Raposo for the children's television show Sesame Street in 1971. The Carpenters covered it in 1973. That is very interesting.
Wow, yeah. Fascinating. You know, I knew there was something special about that show, Sesame Street.
There's definitely
something. Who doesn't love Big Bird?
Oh, my gosh. Well, and I love every character. Snuffleupagus was one of my favorites, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so funny that, you know, we talk about it. And I remember something that that is an interesting way of looking at it is when I was dancing with the ballet company that I used to dance with, we would be in the theater and all the gentlemen would be, not all of us, but some of us would be in one dressing room and then others sprinkled in other dressing rooms. Then the ladies would be collected in another dressing room and then they would be sprinkled through other dressing rooms because the principal dancers would have a dressing room either to themselves or shared. And then some of the other ones would have a dressing room that they share. But the corps de ballet generally would have one room that a lot of them would utilize together. There could be 10, maybe, you know, 15 young people, men or women, in one dressing room. And things in our lives start to happen at the same time when we are collected in the same places together doing the same things over that time. It is something that a lot of us already know. But the funny thing is we resist calling it what it is.
Right.
And it is exactly what we just explained. That
universal coherence.
Yes.
Yes.
It is exactly that. Mm-hmm. And so many people kind of look at it like, whatever. But that is the part of this that we really could sing together.
Yes.
And create this different world.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Joe Raposo, for creating this beautiful, simple song that is so relevant right here and right now.
Absolutely.
This is what, 50 years ago?
53 years ago, because that was written the year I was born.
71. It's like, wow. Just imagine that. Over these 50 years, had we been singing a song, what the world would be like now. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That is truly thought-worthy.
Yeah, wow. So we are asking you to sing a song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sing your song. Sing out loud. Sing out strong.
Sing of good things.
Not bad.
Sing of happy.
Not sad.
Sing a song.
Yes.
Oh, this is so beautiful. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We appreciate you. Thank you for joining us on
Lyrical Wisdom.